So now we're going to talk about what is a TRIPS waiver. So a TRIPS waiver is where the council comes together and can decide that in certain circumstances, they will waive the requirements of TRIPS with respect to either the protection of certain IP or the enforcement of protections for the IP. It broadly allows members with a waiver to act inconsistent with TRIPS, right? Because otherwise they are obligated to act consistently with TRIPS as being part of the agreement. However, TRIPS does not get into the realm of removing or changing domestically enforced rules. So there's no obligations for a particular country to change its domestic rules based on a TRIPS waiver. It doesn't compel these changes in domestic law. There are examples of TRIPS waivers that have been done before in the pharmaceutical space. And for example, the HIV/AIDS issue, the WTO members came together and unanimously agreed on a TRIPS waiver to allow certain countries to import generically manufactured antivirals to treat people and, you know, with HIV or AIDS and get that under control in their country. And the enforcement rights related to that IP were suspended in those countries. So how does a TRIPS waiver come into being? Basically, a member country or member countries present a proposal for a TRIPS waiver. The proposal is then formally considered by the various members, 164 of them. There's no vote per se taken. Instead, the members work with each other in discussions until unanimous agreement is reached on the wording of the waiver. So you have 164 voices involved. It's quite a task to get these things done. Formally, the TRIPS waiver requires only 75% of the WTO members to get on board to have the waiver get implemented. But thus far in practice, the WTO has decided to only put in a waiver when it's unanimously supported by the members. So let's talk about the timeline of the COVID-19 pandemic. In January, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Less than 2 months later, it was declared a global pandemic. Later that year, in October of that year, India and South Africa proposed a waiver from certain provisions of the TRIPS agreement for member countries for the prevention, containment, and treatment of COVID-19. So it wasn't limited to just vaccines. It was all sorts of technology related to getting the pandemic under control. In the proposed waiver, there were two alternative ways in which to implement the waiver proposed. The first would be to waive the obligation on member countries to implement or apply rules to protect certain types of intellectual property, including copyright, trademark, patents, and what's described as protection of undisclosed information, which is essentially know-how and trade secrets. Alternatively, the waiver could function to exempt member countries from having to enforce the above-mentioned IP rights against parties that would be infringing those IP rights in the context of a waiver. The objectives of the waiver proposed by India and South Africa are to improve access to a wide range of products, including COVID-19 vaccines, to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, and to allow WTO member countries to export vaccines manufactured, for example, by generic companies without risking challenges for potential TRIPS violations. Where this waiver goes beyond what was done before and has never been done before is it also proposes the rights for countries to demand that particular private companies disclose their trade secrets, for example, to generic manufacturers so the generic manufacturers can scale up and distribute COVID-19 vaccines. And that is definitely one of the big sticking points of the proposal by India and South Africa. In May of 2021, and also this proposal by South Africa and India has another 62 countries that have signed on. So you're talking about 64 countries out of 164 have signed on to this proposed waiver out of the box. In May of 2021, the U.S., the Biden administration, announced that it supported negotiations of a proposed waiver. So not endorsing the proposed waiver, but saying the member countries should come together and talk about it and try and figure this out. It has maintained that position. Certain other countries came out and flatly said they were against this waiver. That would include Switzerland, many European countries, the UK, Japan rejected this proposed waiver. Later that month, India and South Africa submitted a revised proposal for the TRIPS waiver. The main item that they backed away from was previously the waiver would be in place for as long as it needed to be in place to get the global pandemic under control. And they updated the proposal to make the waiver last for 3 years with extensions as needed. They did not, however, remove the potential for countries to demand that private companies disclose their trade secrets in the manufacturing space.